50 words. Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in, listening to us. We going to talk about today, clocking in. Do we know what clocking in means?
Clocking in.
Not clocking out, because we could do that.
Yep, because when you clock in, you're going to clock out.
Clocking in, y'all. We're going to talk about the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could rather be the office, or it could be, you know, the grocery store. Wherever you working at?
In this day and age, we're at home, clocking in at home.
Right.
Whatever your clock in looks like.
So, you know, when you at work, you always got the small talk.
Water cooler talk.
Let's talk about these little phrases that just always happen. You know, every Friday, it's always, happy Friday.
We made it to Friday.
We did the work with y'all. What you got planned for the weekend? That's just a normal conversation. Do you think people really care about what you're going to be doing on the weekend?
No, not at all. 5 o'clock, 4:30, 3 o'clock can't come fast enough. Whatever your end of the day is.
Oh, my God. You be just rest to go. You don't even want the small conversation.
Mm-mm.
Then let's talk about when you come back.
Oh. How was your weekend?
Now, you know you got that one person at work, too. They don't really care what you did over the weekend. That's just a passerby conversation.
You barely sat down at your desk, got your Starbucks. You are not trying to be bothered. I'm talking about you ain't even put your password in.
Okay.
How was your weekend?
Because you know when it comes to that, it's always the Monday blues. That's the one thing about when you go to work. It's always that phrase of, it's Monday.
You got 9 emails. Happy Monday. Get out of here.
You know, the water cooler conversations. Now, you know, sometimes we go into these stores that they're not in the office, but they don't have a water cooler. So they just standing. Let's say they're at the grocery store. They just standing at the meat counter talking. You be looking like, get to work.
Cause you be feeling like clocking out
right
on them. I know I done stood at the deli counter and they just back there having a conversation with each other. Like, hello,
that's their water cooler.
See me. I'm just trying to get a half a pound of this
right
American cheese.
Then it's how you want it sliced.
Now you want to ask me 9 questions.
Then you ready to just clock out.
Clock out. Just slice my cheese, thinly sliced. Put the paper in between. No over. No, don't go over.
Oh, my God. What's that other? You know, there is so many work phrases. What about hump day?
Oh. Who even invented that?
Oh, my God.
Hump day. Wednesday.
Wednesday is the hump day.
We made it to hump day. I'm telling you, the work week is such a drag. It is every day from Monday to Friday.
Because you spend more time at work than you do at home, pretty much, if you think about it.
And you already know the phrase on Monday. How was your weekend?
Too short. Right. Not long enough.
Right. Oh my God.
Then when you had that long weekend, it's like, ready for the long weekend. You got that extra day off. What you gonna do with it? Rest.
I'm gonna try to rest. Everything is try to rest.
Oh my God.
And then sometimes when you have a three day weekend, you come back on Tuesday and you still messed up. Right. Now you all jacked up. Because on Wednesday you thinking it's Tuesday. On Tuesday you don't know what day it is.
Okay.
Tuesday is the longest day. By the time Friday comes, and I do mean by the time Friday comes, you don't even know. You feel like you done worked 9 days.
Okay. It's like, hey, it's Friday already.
Right, Friday already.
Oh my God.
I swear. But we, you know, everybody who got a job, just thank God.
That you has a job, that you able to clock in.
That you able to clock in, because, you know, this day and age, just to go to work is essential.
Mm-hmm.
Essential.
Definitely. Like, again, that's home away from home.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're working from home, you just home.
You just home. Home working. You talk to yourself.
Right.
In the kitchen.
You don't have no water cooler talks.
You only dress from the waist up.
Please don't have no Zoom meetings.
They don't know if you brush your teeth or not.
Right. Now, I done seen some Zoom meetings.
Oh, my God. That's not...
The Bonnet Crew is on the screen.
Please do not do it with the bonnet.
I mean, they just literally rolled over the bed, turned the laptop off.
It's got to be some Zoom etiquette, people, please. Oh, my God. Get off the couch.
How about the ones that don't even know that the camera is off? They forgot to turn on down the volume. You got people running across in the background.
And the instructor studied saying, "Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hello."
Oh, Jesus.
So, needless to say, we have experience all facets of work.
Right.
Working from home, Zoom meetings.
Oh my
after
God.
Water cooler.
Okay. So, all the phrases.
Mm-hmm. For a long, long time.
Man.
A long, long time.
But we just want to say, everybody, keep clocking in.
Keep clocking in.
And keep tuning in. 2:51.